Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nazarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. A recent research study from the University of British Columbia has identified a link between the water runoff from artificial turf fields in Metro Vancouver and a lethal chemical buildup in coho salmon populations. This is due to a specific chemical found in artificial turf fields that has been proven to be particularly lethal to coho salmon. To learn more about what this research entails, we sat down for an interview with one of the study's lead researchers, Katie Maloney, an environmental engineering PhD student at UBC. During our conversation, we talked about how this research first came about, as well as what can be done to address toxic chemical runoff from artificial turf fields. Please take a listen.
So in this study, we looked at a handful of different artificial turf fields throughout the Metro Vancouver area. We looked at the infill material that's used in these turf fields. The vast majority of artificial fields use creme rubber infill material. So that's typically produced from used tires that are then ground up and used to infill one field. The crazy stat I like to give is that your average soccer pitch contains around 20,000 passenger tires worth of creme rubber. So just this like massive volume of creme rubber in a relatively small and confined area. Our group has done a lot of work looking at road runoff and how that can be linked to coho salmon die-off. And we kind of wanted to consider if artificial turf fields might also be a large source, just given the volume of creme rubber that's in there. So we did some bench scale work looking at both creme rubber infill as well as alternative infill materials and looking at the chemical compounds that might be released into rainwater. On top of that, we took samples from a few artificial turf fields during rainfall. That was about a year ago now. And we looked at concentrations of both heavy metals as well as organic contaminants, including 6-PPD-quinone, which is the chemical I talk about that is linked to coho salmon die-off, as well as a few other fish species.
What spurred this study in the first place to look into, I guess, the effects specifically of artificial turf fields and how that may be affecting salmon populations in particular?
Yeah, so the compound that has been killing salmon was identified by researchers at the University of Washington in 2021. So we've kind of been looking at this chemical for a while now. Specifically, we wanted to look at artificial turf fields after some volunteer stream keepers reached out to our lab. They had seen coho die-off in a stream, and they knew that that stream was impacted by roads, but it was also very close to an artificial turf field. So they were kind of wondering if that might play a factor in the die-off that they saw.
Is there anything that can be done about this, or that should be done, or is currently already being done? You know, like, is it a matter of creating turf fields with alternative materials, or is it just not making turf fields altogether and opting for natural grass fields or something like that?
Yeah, that's a very common question. So I think there's a few answers. I think to start, we have to recognize there's a lot of fields that already exist. And it's expensive for municipalities to go in and replace this. So alternative infill materials are an option, but they can cost double, sometimes even triple what you might pay for this recycled material. And that's a guesstimate. You know, numbers can really range. Beyond that, we've seen some interest in starting to use what we call green infrastructure. So this might be like a rain garden or any other kind of natural system where you have stormwater that's coming off of the turf field drainage system flow through essentially like soil and plants in this natural system before it is then released into a nearby stream or body of water. Another researcher at our group, Tim Rogers, he published some work 3 years ago now showing that passing 6-PPD-Q contaminated water through a bioretention cell can reduce your 6-PPD-Q concentrations by around 90% plus. So that was really promising work, and it's exciting. I think in the world of turf fields, that's great news because it's a small area, it's containable, it's treatable. In the realm of thinking about highways and road runoff, that's a lot of water, and it would be really difficult to get all of that water into a natural system effectively, especially during these heavy rainstorms.
What are the next steps in your mind regarding this line of research? Is there another study that you were working on currently, or is there, I guess, just more work that needs to be done to see what specific effects that these runoffs are having for salmon populations?
Yeah, so I have ventured off into a whole wide world of analytical chemistry. I'm kind of branching from this project, but if we want to think about turf fields specifically, I'll mention that the EU has recently released what they're calling a microplastics ban. So they're phasing out the sale of microplastics, and that does include crumb rubber in their definition. So at least in the EU, we're seeing some legislation for this. There's been some talk of legislation in the US, in Washington State, but that's not been fully pushed through or approved yet. So kind of curious to see what happens there. I think in the meantime, if municipalities have funding and are able to look at rerouting water, putting it through treatment systems, making sure that, okay, maybe we do have this field in place. How can we manage it so it's at least not harming salmon in the meantime? I think those are discussions that hopefully start to happen as a result of this thing.
Absolutely. I think those were all the questions I had regarding the research study. If there's anything else, though, that we didn't touch on that you think people should know about, what would that be?
I think one common question that I get is I've talked a lot about stormwater and runoff coming off of these fields, but there's also a really large conversation around people who are playing and using these fields for sports. I talk specifically about 6PDQ because it's the contaminant that's harmful to fish, but Tyre River contains a sweep of many, many different chemicals. This includes some heavy metals, some known carcinogens. So when we think about people playing on these fields and especially younger kids playing on these fields, it brings up a lot of questions about human health. So I think there's a lot more work to be done in terms of that exposure. I especially worry about young kids who might be crawling on these surfaces. Playgrounds also come up when playgrounds use recycled tire crumb as well. So yeah, I think that's a broader conversation that it's a little bit grim to think about, but also important.
Once again, that was our interview with Katie Maloney, an environmental engineering PhD student at UBC, on her research study that links water runoff from artificial turf fields to lethal chemical buildups in coho salmon. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This interview would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.